Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm calling from the home care agency. I see you just submitted a form.
Yeah, my buddy did.
Your daughter did? Is this Robert?
Robert, yes.
Got it. What was the reason of submitting the form? What is she looking for?
Well, it's not she. It's a friend of mine. My
oh,
boss.
A friend of yours? Oh, I think.
Yes.
So
I think he's inquiring about becoming my home care health aide.
Got it. Sure. Like, he wants to get paid to help you?
Yes, because I'm a senior citizen, I'm definitely disabled, and I'm still under medical care, fall risk, all that, oxygen, and he's living.
Got it. Do you have Medicaid?
No, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield Keystone East.
Got it. Will you be eligible for Medicaid?
I don't know. I applied with Social Security, but right now I'm on disability from my job.
Got it. Let me see. Hold on. Your first name is Robert and your last name is Harris, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah.
And what's your date of birth, Robert?
10/20/59.
So it actually does not come up on Medicaid. You said you have Keystone?
Yeah, I'm not on Medicaid.
Yeah, I just want sometimes it came up, like if you used to have it or something like that. But you had Keystone, you said?
Yeah, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield Keystone East, yes.
Keystone East. So it actually does not come up, and let me ask you like that. What's your monthly income? How much do you make from disability?
Barely $1,800 and some dollars so far.
Got it. And do you own a home or have any other assets?
No, I rent.
You rent. Do you have a vehicle or have any life insurance policy? Any savings?
No life insurance policy, but I do have a vehicle which I use for doctor appointments.
Okay, but
which will not be sold. Yeah, will not be sold.
Mm-hmm. So what we'll need to do is I'll need to get your information, and I'll assign a specialist. She'll need to see how we can make it work. Either she'll need to sign you up on Medicaid. So that should be quick and easy. She's going to, like, help you do it, so you don't need to just worry about that. And then she's going to get you approved for home care services so you can have your friend get paid to help you in your house.
Okay, but will Medicaid be on
what?
Top of, okay, will the Medicaid be on top of my job insurance?
Yes, well, you can have both. It doesn't interfere.
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be, there won't be any changes. So we'll just be like, we'll just add you onto Medicaid. It sounds like you should be eligible so you can get the services because it's a service under Medicaid.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. What's your address where you live at?
307A Clifton Avenue.
Clifton?
Collingdale. Clifton.
Okay.
Clifton Avenue.
Okay.
Collingdale, PA. 19023. It might come up Darby only because of the post office.
And what's your zip code again?
19023.
And which county is it?
Dover County.
Delaware.
Could you hold on 1 second, please?
Sure, no problem.
All right. Hello? I'm sorry, I'm back.
It's fine. I'm just filling out some information in the meantime.
Yeah.
What's your friend's name and number, the one that you want to sign up as your caregiver?
Michael Soho, S-O-J-O.
S-O-J-O?
Yes.
And what's the phone number?
The phone number is 267.
Okay.
430-9324.
Got it. Okay. I'll have a specialist reach out to you as well to sign you up.
Okay.
I think I got all information for now. Let me see if I can get a specialist for you right now so she can take over the case and help you. Can you hold on the line a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on.
This is from the first home care. Yeah, I don't do insurance.
No.
They don't make it. They get food.
Your home health.
They don't make it. They get food.
Hey, you can show your card.
You told me to. I think somebody's coming. Hey, yo, you want to go to the grocery store? Come on. Give me $80. Yeah, I don't get any of this shit.
Yeah, I
know. My whole life never did it. The other one was a nurse from Man Night Out. I'm like, what the hell? I can barely understand.
We're going to go.
Okay, So actually, all of the specialists are currently busy, but should I give them this number to give you a call back?
Sure.
Okay. I will send it over to her specialist team. They'll look over the case and give you a call back at this number soon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robert. Have a wonderful
day. All right. Bye.
If you have any issue until they call you, just give me a call back at this number. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, but don't worry. We're going to take care of it. We're going to make sure to set everything up as soon as possible.
I appreciate
okay.
that.
No problem. Have a wonderful day, both of you.
All right. Bye.